Mark Jackson's checking traffic.
So that means shopper traffic right now in the Valley, in the area of Fashion Place Mall and the shops at Southtown, formerly known as Southtown Mall, and the streets of downtown Salt Lake City alive with car traffic in the retail areas and up around Temple Square. So please keep in mind, driving, that there is ice on the roads and that there are a lot of pedestrians. Freeways in the Valley are lighter than normal. Michelle.
We are seeing some traffic also around Valley Fair Mall in the West Valley area, so you'll want to watch out for that. And then looking to Big Cottonwood Canyon, if you're going away from Solitude, you're going to see some pretty solid slowdowns trying to get out of there. And I'm not surprising, the Park City area is also showing some pretty good backups on Deer Valley Drive and also on Kearns Boulevard. Joe Davis?
Well, I got to say that northbound commute couldn't be nicer. As a matter of fact, all the way out of downtown Salt Lake looks terrific. You'll see, if you were to take any of the side streets, that's where you'll really see the traffic. If you were to take 200 West, for instance, up into Woods Cross and then on to Bountiful on 400 West, that would be a little bit slow. And certainly I see a little bit of traffic over on 89 if you're up in Fruit Heights. But realistically, everything just looks beautiful. Even in Logan right now, I don't see any traffic at all. Except, again, around a mall, you'll find some traffic. Jordan Valley Cancer Center is Utah's new cancer facility, specializing in cancer treatment and helping patients thrive. Their comprehensive prevention programs, including health screenings, genetic testing, education, biopsies, and counseling, jvcancercenter.com. I'm Joe Davis in the KSL Traffic Center.